This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Corona infections increasing at the western border. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts rain across the country and urges precautions. And Sri Lanka sees new president sworn into office. Now the news in detail. In the last few days, the number of patients with corona infection has started increasing in Rupandehi. Daily, 8 to 10 people entering Nepal through the Sunawali border crossing from India are found to be infected with the coronavirus. The COVID focal person of Rupandehi, Kedarnath Saha, informed that most of the infected people found during routine tests are Indians. The District COVID Crisis Management Center has decided to conduct a vigilance program after the infection was confirmed in many people during the test conducted at Belaya in Rupandehi for the past week. Two members of the same family died after being drowned in a pond located at Galyang 6, Pelakot on Wednesday evening. Bindra Gurung of Galyang 6 and 4-year-old Sophia Gurung died after being drowned in a pond that was constructed for irrigation purposes. A spokesperson at the district police office, Robin Khanal, said that Father Bindra had stepped into the pond due to rescue his daughter Sophia, who was drowning in the pond. Both were rescued immediately and taken to a local primary hospital in Waling, where doctors pronounced them dead. A pregnant woman from Helambu Rural Municipality of Sindhupalchok has been rescued by helicopter. Ward Chair of Helambu 5, Deep Kumar Tamang, said a 26-year-old Maya Tamang of Helambu 5, Golf Banjang, was airlifted this morning after bleeding profusely during childbirth. According to Chair Tamang, Maya's child has died. Chair of the Rural Municipality, Nima Galgen, said after the local health center could not treat the pregnant woman and sent her to Kathmandu. Chair Tamang informed that the patient was airlifted after the highway was blocked due to a flood. Meanwhile, the Helambu Melamchi road, which was blocked by the flood, has been reopened. The number of patients with diarrhea and typhoid has increased in Damauli Hospital of Tanahur. Acting Superintendent of Damauli Hospital, Dr. Divas Thakal, informed that 150 patients come in a normal condition, but now more than 250 patients come for treatment daily. Due to the increase in the number of patients, the hospital has taken more admissions than its capacity. Thakal said that it was difficult to check when there was a large crowd of patients. He informed that there are many patients with diarrhea, fever, typhoid, cold and skin diseases. Damauli Hospital pediatric specialist Dr. Vavisi Shrestha said people to take health precautions such as staying clean, not eating stale rotten food, drinking boiled water, washing hands well with soap and water, not staying close to the sick and wearing a mask when staying with the sick. The construction of the Mahakali Corridor roadway project is not making satisfactory progress. This project had been moved ahead for the expansion of trade up to Tinkar, the broader transit at the tree junction of Nepal, India and China. Mahakali Corridor Darsula Tinkar Road Project has said works on the opening track are on in the remaining three districts. Rain is predicted in most of the places of the country with general to complete changes in weather conditions. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, light to moderate rain is likely to take place with thunderstorms and lightning in most of the mountainous areas and other places with weather changes across the country. There is the possibility of heavy rainfall in Sudurpashchim and Province 1. According to Department, some parts of Sudurpashchim Province and Province 1 are likely to receive heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is predicted in most of the parts of mountainous areas and other places in the coming 24 hours. The department has cautioned one and all to place safety measures as the rain-induced disasters may hit hard daily lives in mountainous regions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sri Lanka's Ranil Wickremesinghe has been sworn in as president amid hopes that he will pull the country out of its economic suffering. The 73-year-old took his oath at the tightly guarded parliament complex today. Wickremesinghe, the former prime minister, is seen as deeply unpopular with the public, but some protesters have said they will give him a chance. Sri Lanka is currently in the grip of mass unrest over an economic crisis. Many blame the Rajapaksa administration for mishandling the crisis and see Wickremesinghe as part of the problem, but there were few demonstrations on the streets the day after Wickremesinghe won the parliament vote. However, security remained tight around government buildings in the capital. A diplomatic row has erupted between Iraq and Turkey after 9 civilians were killed when artillery shells hit a park in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Most of the victims were Iraqi tourists and children were among the dead. At least 23 people were wounded. Local officials blamed Turkish forces and Iraq is recalling its Chad the affairs from Ankara. Turkey is suggesting that forces belonging to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, carried out the strike. Iraq State TV said the fierce artillery bombing hit a park in Jakao, a city on the border between Iraq's Kurdistan region and Turkey. Children, including a one-year-old baby, were among the victims, the Kurdish health minister said. The world's oldest male panda in captivity died in an amusement park zoo in Hong Kong on Thursday. The panda called An-An was industrialized at the age of 35, the equivalent of a human living till 105. Officials at Ocean Park say the decision was reached after he showed steady signs of deterioration over the past few weeks. An-An, together with its mate Jia Jia, was gifted to Hong Kong by China's central government in 1999. The panda's caretakers also observed his activity levels had declined and his rest periods were getting increasingly longer. Park officials eventually decided to euthanize the bear to alleviate the geriatric panda's discomfort, they said in a statement on Thursday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Corona infections increasing at the western border. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts rain across the country and urges precautions. And Sri Lanka sees new president sworn into office. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.